15 and a half before 6. 7 degrees above zero on this Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. Your chance to win delicious cheesecake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls after 7:15 this morning here on WWIB. Jason Kanz, are you a fan of cheesecake?
I do like cheesecake.
Yeah, it's good. And have you ever had Joseph's before?
I've had like the individual ones.
Yeah,
they're pretty good.
Caleb said they have like 450 different flavors.
Wow.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
I mean,
that's a lot. They might even have raisin cheesecake.
I was like, don't give me your comment. I think you'd like coconut cheesecake more.
I would. Yeah. I really don't think there's a thing you can go wrong with coconut. So.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. I've got some deeper thoughts on my mind. I just wonder if I jump right into that or not.
Up to you.
Well, yeah. Okay. This is what I'm thinking about is, so Jesus and the disciples. And so then, he rises from the dead and there's, about 40 days later and the Holy Spirit comes down and he ascends into heaven. And so you and I have both been a part of a movement in the past that's really talked about, and probably almost all churches talk about going back to the early days, right? I mean, kind of Acts 2 Christianity.
Yep.
And then it seems like, and we talked about this some before, that even as you go on over maybe a few hundred years, but then there's kind of the pre and post Constantine Christianity. And I guess what I'm getting at, I think almost all churches probably aspire towards, what was it like in the beginning and how can we be like the early church? And I don't know, give me your thoughts on some of that.
Boy, the first thing that comes to mind is thinking, do we truly understand what was going on in the early church? And, I think a lot of the way the churches are designed now don't fit with that, right? I think there's also the...
Is it a right aspiration to want to say, hey, what was it like in the beginning? How can we be like the early church?
I don't know that it is. I mean, we're culturally different than we were then. I think we have to take the basic principles of what we know of love and grace and kindness and goodness and apply them in our current cultural context. We are not Jewish descendants living in the Middle East around the early... church,
but right? Are the principles of, and we've read it before because we're in Acts 10, so I know we did Acts 2, but I mean, I've been there, multiple churches, Acts 2, 42 to 47, those six verses are sort of the defining quintessential Christianity, aren't they?
Yeah, I think they are, and again, I think it's nuanced, and it was so often we want to kind of reduce things down to, hey, here's the way we do this, and I think we need to think not only about what does it say in Scripture, but where are we at culturally? What does it look like to be Christian in America in light of that, or Christian in Japan or Liberia or Europe or wherever? And so, again, I think it's more nuanced than what we see.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And I think that you get, and this is what a conversation's like at our Saturday morning breakfast table, right?
Yeah.
Because we start an idea and we start with a little snowball, and then all of a sudden it grows, because then all of a sudden you start thinking about, your way of understanding that and somebody else's. And
right.
I mean, all of a sudden you've got a Catholic and a Protestant and an evangelical and an Orthodox understanding. And all of a sudden there's seven theories on atonement, which there actually are.
Absolutely. So, right. Yeah. Exactly. Yep.
But we often in the church, we can, and it depends on which lane you're in or which wing or whatever, but I mean, sometimes you can be with different parts of the church that are just like, this is the way to understand this,
Yeah, definitely. There's that dogmatic sort of our way or the highway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, you seem to emphasize love, and it seems that Jesus did as well, as we remember.
Yeah.
What St. Francis Schaeffer called the mark of the Christian when he said, love one another as I have loved you. That was different from just, golden rule Christianity, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, because he provided that model for us to look at, and I think that's where we got to start.
Very, very good. All right, there we go. I pitched the questions. You give us the good answers. Are we at Acts 10, 21 to 23 today?
And that says, so Peter went down and said, I'm the man you're looking for. Why have you come? They said, we were sent by Cornelius, a Roman officer. He is a devout and God-fearing man, well-respected by all the Jews. A holy angel instructed him to summon you to his house so that he can hear your message. So Peter invited the men to stay for the night. The next day, he went with them, accompanied by some of the brothers from Joppa.
Hmm. And in your devotional commentary, Letters to the Beloved, I can read this. It's one paragraph. You say, Peter climbed down and said, "Hello, I'm Peter, the one for whom you're looking. How can I help you?" They told Peter about Cornelius. He's a centurion, but he's also an upstanding man. He honors God in both word and deed. Even the Jews speak highly of him. An angel visited Cornelius and told him to send for you so that he could hear what you have to say. The day was late, so Peter invited him to stay the night at Simon's house so they could all start the day on fresh legs. Final thought on that.
Yeah, I mean, that's just kind of a retelling, right? You know, yeah. I think, and trying to reword things a little bit. I think sometimes as we're reading through Scripture, to be able to do that, to say, how could I put this in words that make sense mm-hmm. to me, I think helps us to understand it better.
All right, I'm trucking through this passage, but I can just tell you, I've got Acts 15 on my mind, so I'm not sure we're going to just stick with this chronologically.
Okay.
If we're going to jump one day
wherever
at a time.
You want to go.
Well, hello, guys. This is Paul from Willard, and hello all the WWIB listeners out there. Hey, I have an update on the full testimony that I'm doing in Marshfield, Wisconsin at Pizza Ranch on the 28th of this month. Starts around 5 o'clock for eating, and 6 o'clock I'll be doing the presentation. I know a few people wanted to go to that a couple months ago, then it got canceled, and I apologize for that. But if you had the chance to listen to my testimony on the air on October 9th of last year, it was just a shortened up version. If you haven't, go back, check out the podcast. Pretty cool. But working in my life, I will be doing it at that date at that time. Again, that is January 28th at the Pizza Ranch in Marshfield, Wisconsin at 5 o'clock. I hope to see you there. I guess you do have to pay for your own meals. Apologize for that. But love to see as many WIB listeners there as possible. Thank you, and God bless you guys.
Came across this terrific post from Chad Bird. He is an Old Testament expert. He's with Ministry 1517. And he shares this. It's called The Math of Mercy. He says, Paul's on a roll in Romans 8. He's adding up all the things that can separate you from the love of God in Jesus Christ. And the total? Nothing. Zilch. Zero. Not death, not life, not anything in all this vast creation where good and evil coexist. This is the math of mercy. God's nothing. But still, Bird writes, we continue the list. We're asking ourselves, what about my deepest, darkest, most shameful act? What about the years I spat in heaven's face? What about the terrible things I've done to other people? What about all the ways I've led others into iniquity? What about this? What about that? Chad Bird says, go ahead, write your list. Use up every drop of ink. Cover every sheet of paper. Go on and on and on with the innumerable screw-ups in your life. And when you finally finish that exhaustive list of all the things that you think can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus, add them all up. Take that number and multiply it times God's zero. All your sins times God's zero equals a big, fat, juicy zero. I added some of the adjectives. Chad Bird says, this is the math of mercy. God's nothing. You're everything in Jesus Christ, who is bigger than your sin, more loving than your hate, more faithful than your infidelity. Great stuff. That is just encouraging to me today. Win a Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show right now.
715-723-2555 as we continue from Tuesday Trivia with a great prize from Joseph's Cheesecake Alvo. We've got a free cheesecake cupcake for you that you can get. We've got a gift card, so again, you can pick out your favorite flavor. Over 450 flavors, I think, and counting at Joseph's, and he has a ton of them in stock every day, Park Avenue, Chippewa Falls. So we want to get that into someone's hands, but you got to answer our question first.
Absolutely. At 723-2555. We stumped you a few times yesterday. Caleb, what's the question?
40 billion with a B. 40 billion of these are produced annually. 40 billion what are made each year? 715-723-2555. 40 billion of these produced annually. What could it be? 715-723-2555.
Here's the deal. We take your guesses now. We need those leaders. There's courageous people to get to the front of the line at 723-2555. If we don't have a winner by 7:45, we'll give you our first hint.
All right. 40 billion what? 40 billion of these are made annually, produced each year. 40 billion. 715-723-2555 for a gift card, for a free cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's Cheesecake in Chippewa Falls. We mentioned yesterday on Thursdays are pretzel day, so that's a great day to go to Joseph's as well, too, with those, again, wonderful Bavarian pretzels, the soft pretzels. They're also huge as well. Well, let's go to the phones here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Aiden from Mondovi.
All right, Aiden, what do you think, friend?
Crayons.
Okay.
Great guess.
Is it crayons? 40 billion crayons? Not what we're looking for, Aiden. Great to hear from Mondovi. Call back. Home of the Buffaloes, right? 715-723-2555. 40 billion of these produced annually. 40 billion of what made each year? 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a free cheesecake cupcake from Joseph's. It's chilly this morning, and I think sometimes it takes a little bit to get the brain moving, right? Just like it took my car a little bit.
You just want to get your car moving, yeah.
Right. 715-723-2555. Tuesday Trivia is now Win It Wednesday here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Who wants to give a guess?
Do we go to our hint early?
We could.
Yeah.
We'll see. I don't know. Maybe people are just like, no, we're holding out. We want a hint.
We want a hint, yeah.
Here we go. Now folks are thinking they might have it. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Amber Cadet.
Hey, Amber. What do you think?
Plastic bags.
One more time. I didn't catch that.
Plastic bags.
Okay, sure. Plastic bags. 40 billion plastic bags produced annually.
If that's the case, no wonder we need to use those reusable bags. Is that it?
I feel like most of them got stuck together at the self-checkout at Walmart. Yeah, right. It is not plastic bags. Thank you, Amber. Call back from the home of the Hornets there in Cadott, 715-723-2555. Now people are a little bit more warmed up. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Steve from Birchwood.
Hey, Steve. What do you think?
How about potato chips?
Potato chips.
Well, that'd be interesting. Each individual potato chip. Yeah, hadn't thought of that.
Okay. 40 billion potato chips? No, but thank you for the call from Birchwood, Steve. 715-723-2555. We have time for a few more guesses. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Going once. So you still there? Huh. All right, call us back. 715-723-2555. 40 billion of what produced annually? 40 billion of these produced every year. 715-723-2555. Barring another guess, we'll give you a hint coming up after 7:45 and hopefully get you on the right track to winning some delicious goodies from Joseph's Cheesecake.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show on a Win It Wednesday on WWIB, and we're going to give a hint this time.
We are. The thing is, some people are calling already, but I feel like we promised a hint, so I guess we'll give a hint first, and we'll see if this helps or hinders them with what they thought the answer is.
All right, first of all, we have a Joseph's Cheesecake gift card here, and it's for a cheesecake cupcake. They're so, so good. You're going to love this. Boy, with a little coffee, if it's in the morning, I would say, but whatever time. Anyhow, 723-2555. And what is the question?
The question is 40 billion of these are produced annually. 40 billion what are made each year?
Here's the hint. Drum roll. It is a food item.
Food item.
Yeah.
All right. There you go. So think food. 40 billion of these food items are produced each year. 715-723-2555. To the phones we go. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dennis from Prairie Farm.
Hey, Dennis, what do you think?
Oreo cookies.
Is it Oreo cookies? What makes you think Oreos, Dennis?
Well, a couple things. Number one, it's my favorite cookie. It's my dog's favorite cookie, as long as I dip it in milk. And I cheated and I went online and found it.
So is it 40 billion Oreos, Dennis's dog's favorite cookie? You're a winner. You are absolutely correct, Dennis. Yes, 40 billion Oreos are produced every year.
You cracked the code, Dennis.
Well done. We're going to send you a Joseph's Cheesecake. How about that?
That was awesome.
All right. Well done, Dennis. Yes, 40 billion. That's a lot of Oreos.
Dennis, do you always break it apart and eat the cream first?
No. No. Always dip it in milk.
Okay. All right.
There you go. To each his or her own. Again, I don't know if there's any right way to eat an Oreo, but I do. Well, I don't break it apart, but I twist it apart and eat the cream off. That's how I eat an Oreo. Hang on the line, Dennis, and we'll get you your prize.
Well, we're both parents, and we've got a segment this morning. You might be a parent if. Now, my kids are quite a bit older than your kids. So.
But, fill in the blanks and see if this is relatable to you. You might be a parent if you automatically cut your own food into teensy-weensy bite-sized pieces.
The child's now all of a sudden I'm cutting this up. You might be a parent if you correct your coworkers and friends when they don't say please and thank you. Boy, I think I went through a stage on that.
I think I've done that. You might be a parent if you would give your left arm for a brand new, fully loaded, top-of-the-line minivan. They are handy.
Oh, yeah. We had one back in the day. You might be a parent if your idea of a good time includes going to Target alone on a Saturday night.
Indeed. Here on the WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, you might be a parent if you've had to choose between an extra 10 minutes of sleep and making it another day without a shower.
I get this one. You might be a parent if you've discussed poop with someone that, like, you're looking like a couple of NCI investigators.
Right? And it's like, oh, consistency. Like, where did we get to the point where we just discuss this, sometimes even with strangers? You might be a parent if you automatically tell your spouse you're so proud of them after they use the toilet.
Trying to work on that potty training. And finally, you might be a parent if everything in the top rack of your dishwasher is made of brightly colored plastic and there's never room for glasses.
I feel that. I feel that. That is so our life right now. You might be a parent if you're on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. What a blessing it is to have children. Not always easy, but a blessing. We praise God for it.
All right, the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB on this Wednesday morning.
What we have for you here is one of those strange, one of those wacky but true stories where it's internet trolling, and not necessarily in a horrible way, as we sometimes see on the interwebs. It's kind of humorous. Hopefully the people who were pranked got at least a laugh out of this. But first time I've ever heard of something like this being done.
So here it is. In the quiet Welsh village of Cyfiliog, a prank on Google Maps has turned an empty field into a hotspot for confused tourists and delivery drivers.
A fake Aldi. You know, the supermarket, the grocery store, a fake Aldi was listed again in this remote village, leading a steady stream of hopeful shoppers to go there, only to find themselves standing in the middle of a field.
The chaos reached a new level when a milk tanker, also misdirected by Google Maps, got stuck on a narrow village lane.
Oh, dear. The incident has become comedic gold on social media, with memes depicting tourists digging for, quote, Aldi treasure and locals considering charging an entrance fee, to that empty field.
However, residents are less amused, with one local saying,
"We've had people knocking on doors asking where the Aldi is, delivery vans with groceries trying to find a non-existent loading dock, and even a bloke with a pallet of bread who thought he'd been hired to stock shelves."
Wow. The power of Google Maps.
I guess that might be taking the prank a bit too far. A wee bit too far, as they might say over there. But, guess you can't always trust everything on the internet. Maybe that's the lesson there.